Yo, what's going on, people? All right, so this is a little bit of something different for you guys. We just finished recording our live reactions to the quote-unquote PS5 reveal, even though it's just a bunch of tech specs. And at the end of it, you know, we had a really good discussion. I'm like, you know what? Let me upload that for the SoundCloud guys. You know what I'm saying? Give you guys a little bit of something extra and all that for your continued support. And also because of the fact that it was a really good discussion. So basically what I'm going to do with this, I'm going to play the beginning part of the stream. I'm going to cut out the whole presentation for obvious reasons. Not only because I don't want to fucking put you guys to sleep, but because, you know, I don't really need to do that. So basically there'll be a little bit of an intro, and then I'm going to have the last back half of the show. And that's pretty much that, man. So enjoy. Can't make this shit take up the whole screen at the moment, but I guess I can when it goes live. You'll see it up on our Twitch when it goes live. I think we're live now. I don't know.
Excuse me?
To quote Jack Move Johnny, are we live, bro? Are we live?
Is this the Breakfast Club or what the hell is this?
Yeah, we are live.
Breakfast?
Yeah, right. Yo, what's going on, people? We're here. Impromptu stream for the PlayStation 5 thing. I say thing deliberately because we don't know what we're gonna see. I think we're gonna see tech specs, but beyond that, who knows?
Yeah, it's I mean, we recently got the whole Microsoft stuff, so yeah. I'm pretty sure we're gonna get inundated with a whole bunch of specifications. But as far as anything else, are we gonna see the console? Are we gonna get a price? Are we gonna get a date? Who knows? I really doubt we're gonna see any games, though.
I doubt it.
You know what we might be able to see? We might be able to see some old games, and then they'll show like the tech, like, oh, it loads, it's going to load this much faster.
Yo, we're going to see a billion ducks in that tub this time, son. You know?
Yeah. Probably going to be a lot like, you know, if anything, it's probably just going to be a lot like the Microsoft ones where they just kind of show old games and just show the improvements that they're doing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all speculation at this point. But you know, we'll
speculation.
See.
And we don't even know how long this thing.
Who knows? It could be 20 minutes.
Anyway. It's coming out. It's going to be this price. This is the specs. Check on PlayStation.com for more information.
You should like, comment, and subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe. Mark Cerny at twitter.com.
Oh, man.
Imagine if Mark Cerny was like that, where he was like essentially totally a shill like that and just constantly promoting his like his Patreon and shits.
Yeah, right.
Yo, man, what are the odds that we get in Act 3?
Yeah, right? Yeah, the illest next gen game of all times.
The only reason why Knack even exists is to prove that Unreal works on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
So, how do we...
Yo, look at that fucking chat in there, though, man. Shit's going crazy.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Oh. Like, yo, what are you guys even talking about? There's nothing on this screen. It's just a logo.
We got some folks talking on here.
Oh, yeah, in our chat, we got some people. What's going on? Pixel Protocol, You Should Know Me. Matthew, what's going on, brother?
Is that Matt? On?
Yeah, Matthew, my old editor at geek.com, and I guess my current editor, kind of. Like, yo, it's funny, Matthew, we're back to working together again, bro. It's cool,
back
man.
Back in the saddle, son.
So, yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we get some sound out of here. I didn't bother to do that beforehand because there's no sound right now, but it should be fine. Because usually we do mm-hmm. we like, link to a... Matthew, you're crazy, man. Hold on. The chat.
We could do a test video just in case if you want to check the sound. Since we still got, no, we got, no, never mind. We got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
This is all the time I can spare to play with.
We'll
you.
Figure it out, man. We'll figure it out. That should be fine.
You know what's interesting? It's like we're just this year, like. This might be off topic, but this year's been freaking crazy, man.
This has been a crazy year, man. Like think about all the shit that's already happened just this year, you know?
And the new console generation is like the least of the most craziest things that's happened.
Yeah, like, which is, I don't know. The main thing I'm thinking about right now is Kobe, you know? Kobe passing away. That was pretty nuts.
Yeah, man. that, and then the, you know, the virus, and then, you know, man, everything. This year has been on one, man.
The 20s is interesting, man.
Yo, man, the roaring 20s, man. We're right. Starting with a bang.
Oh, shit. Starting in 60 seconds, it says.
Oh. This starts with like a sizzle video. The future is now.
I guess one of the good things about what's happening right now is a lot of good games have been releasing, and there are a lot of good games that are going to get released in a couple of months. So at least we have some form of escapism, man, because we don't got sports anymore to, you know.
Yeah, no
to
sports this year. That shit's been canceled.
Yep.
Sports, you can just, they're just esports now.
You know? I saw somebody talking about that. I don't know if they were serious. Like, yo, I went to a bar, but he just had esports instead of regular sports.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Like, yo, I could kind of see that happening, though, man.
And I can kind of see like a whole bunch of dudes being like, this ain't no sports.
Yeah, right. This ain't sports. This ain't sports.
This ain't sports.
Yo, man, it's the 20s, baby.
It's the 20s, man.
It's sports now, you know?
Yo, man, are we going to start talking like it was the 20s back in the 19th century?
Well, I don't know. In 1920, did they start talking like it was 1820, you know? Like, I don't think that happens.
I don't know, man. You never know. You got to have something.
Have a revival, right?
Now, they wouldn't know what those people talked like anyway, you know? Documented footage or whatever.
That is true.
Maybe some of those people were alive then.
Now, I doubt it. People lived till like 40 back in the day. Remember?
Remember that Beatles song? It was called "When I'm 64," and it's like sick. Back then, 64 years old was like almost at the very end.
Yeah, anybody born in 1820 did not make it in 1920. I guarantee you that, man.
Sure, I'm sure there was
killed in the Civil War. No, not back then. Not back then, man.
Do you guys remember the show
in the Civil War? Yeah.
People born during the Civil War were still alive in the 20th century. What I'm talking about, if you're born in the 18th century, you didn't make it to the 19th century, and so on. The life expectancy was not the way it is now, you know.
Thank you, Mark Cerny. Jesus
Christ, man!
Damn, and it just ends.
Okay,
bam.
So for right, my now dissertation.
Yeah, yo, Chris, man, break some of that shit down, man. What the fuck?
So like Manny said, the two things he focused on was SSD and audio. I'm not going to go into the audio stuff because I didn't understand half of the shit he was talking about there. But with the SSD, when he was talking about eliminating all the bottlenecks, so you get a transfer rate that's like 1-to-1, that made sense. So they have created a pipeline and a bus system in the PS5 so that... You do not have all these like redundancies and checks that slows down the data transfer as it goes from the hard drive to memory.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good. I need to see it in action. There's always going to be some kind of slowdown. So even if you have this huge transfer rate, then it needs to go through all these buffers, and it needs to check it, and it needs to allocate it in memory, and then it can read it. So... We'll see the final outcome, but what he said made sense because he listed like file IO and all that stuff. So all that made sense to me. Like, okay, yes, there's all these incompatible things that you've adjusted. And I saw the picture of the SSD in his presentation. It's soldered onto the board. So the main drive of the PS5 is just going to be is on the board. So they eliminated. He was talking about PCIe, that's the interface that the M2 plugs into. So they eliminated that. They just soldered it straight on the board. They're going to have a custom bus that goes right to the memory, which is also probably going to be welded on. So everything is going to be in one board piece. And so he was talking about carefully adding on storage when you need it. And I guess they're going to use a PCIe 4.0 interface with the drives, but... See, he wasn't clear on that because he said, like, oh, we have to be careful what we use. So I'm like, okay, so you haven't finalized how that's going to work.
Yeah, he mentioned SSD expansion. He mentioned, like, the differences between 3.0 and 4.0, but he never even said which one's on the actual board.
Yeah, I'm assuming from what he was saying, because he said the saturation rate for PCIe 3 was not fast enough. They wanted it above 5.5 gigabytes a second. Yeah. And so 4.0 would do it because he said the saturation rate would reach 7 gigs a second. But again, it's like, is that what's on the system? Is that the expansion? And he didn't explain, like, okay, dude, so I could buy an M2 4.0 standard SSD off of Newegg and stick it into PS5? Or do I need to buy it from Sony? Like, he didn't explain that either. So I was a little confused on that.
From what it seemed like, they said they were also testing to see which ones would be what would go inside of it. And they said it also has to fit in the bay that they have for it.
Yeah. Right. So they did talk about how, or he did talk about saying.
He said they were market M2s. That's what Sketch just said. Market M2s.
Yeah. He said not to like dive into any of that stuff from the get-go. He said that they're going to work on that currently. So, like, you know how Microsoft, they have that custom proprietary M2 SSD that they'll probably have from jump. Looks like Sony's trying to go with more of a third-party kind of route, but they still don't know which one's going to be the more optimal one that they can use on the system. So there might be, a couple of months or maybe a year after the PS5 launches, and they're going to be, like, several third-party compatible M2 that are, you know, M2s that are, like, sort of almost one-to-one compatible with the technology on the PS5. Yeah. So that's something that we're going to have to wait.
That's a little concerning. So either you hold the system back till you have that straightened out, or like Carlos says, you launch the system and then worry about that later, which I don't think people will be happy with either one.
No, Chris, did you say it was concerning?
I see what you did there.
Oh, man. I'm not clear why he should have just from the jump when he went from SSD to the GPU and CPU and describing how compute units work and all that stuff. He should have just been upfront with the measurements. I mean, don't start with the flops on PS5 is not equal to flops measured on a PC or whatever. Just put out the number and then explain what you're talking about, where you're coming from.
Well, he's so, like, it's the same person that said, oh, well, if we're talking about, I don't know, it was talking about 16-bit floating point operators, it's like, oh, it's actually double the teraflops.
Like, right, yeah.
He always skews this kind of discussion off. But it's
I don't like that. I don't like the splitting hairs thing. It's just like put up, but like whatever measurement Microsoft is using, if they're using single or double precision floating point for measurement, then use that and say, okay, so if Microsoft's putting out that, okay, we're at 12 teraflops of double precision. Okay, so you say we're at 10.3 double precision, but here's why we can either outperform or perform as well as the Xbox. And then talk about the compute units. Okay, you say you have 62% more transistors in PS4. Doesn't mean anything to anyone.
Yeah.
How much data can you push through those cores that you can have less of them, but they're larger or more robust than the PS4 ones? You need to explain that. I don't think he explained it properly. I think he tried to diffuse it by saying, oh, you can't measure, it's not equivalent. People aren't going to buy that.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like, you know, a politician that, you know, they had, like, they're going to get asked the gotcha question, but they want to deviate from it and go back to the talking points.
Right.
So it's like, right. But from what I see, it's like PS5 has like their biggest whole thing is memory bandwidth in terms of, you know, going from wherever the game is installed and getting it to process. And I think that's where they're exceeding. And it's hard to know. Even they didn't really do any tests or any, you know, present tech demos or anything to show us, you know, hey, this is how this looks like. This is what we're talking about. He did mention something about no loading screens or no loading times. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That seems ambitious.
Right. But you need to show that.
Polygon engine thing that they're talking about. Thing?
Oh, the geometry engine. Yeah. It's all like buzzwords again and talk. And you show these graphics, but you need to show something like when Xbox showed the State of Decay 2 load time difference between the Xbox One X and the Series X, and you could see there's a drastic difference, but they're actually showing a game running on both and you could see State of Decay 2 loaded way faster on the Series X. That's when he show. If you're gonna, he keeps talking about Spider-Man. Okay, show you swinging around the city, and let's see how fast you move. Right?
Yeah.
Keep using that, and I don't. I find it odd. Like, I love Dead Space and all, but why did he choose that example for the audio demo? I'm like, you couldn't choose like Horizon Zero Dawn or like Tony said Hellblade. Yeah. Like, why didn't you choose one of those?
Yeah, you're bringing like showing footage of a game franchise that doesn't exist anymore and won't exist because of EA. You know, that was kind of weird. You know, and by the way, I'm sorry, but that whole no load time thing, I don't buy it. This is the same man that said the PS3 and PS4 would have every game to 1080p 60 frames a second. We obviously didn't see that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not buying that shit. You know, and then think about like, okay, let's just say hypothetically speaking, you have no load times, right? When you try to log on to a server for like Destiny or whatever, there's going to be load times, you know. So
I think the way that they might try to catch their whole, you know, buzzword in is, you know, how Microsoft showed I forgot the name of the feature, but it's like you go from one game to another.
Yeah,
and there's really hardly any. I don't think there's any load times. I think that's maybe what they're going to try to do, but you know, from starting a game up from jump. Like if you install a brand new game and like say Fallout 5 or whatever, or Fallout 77, whatever the hell the next one's gonna be, it's like you're gonna start you download the game, you're gonna start it. There has to be a load time. I doubt you're gonna start the game just, you know, playing off the gate. It doesn't seem reasonable. Like, it doesn't seem plausible, especially like with technology right now. Like everyone who has the best PCs out there still have loading times.
Yeah, it's a fact.
And also another thing I want to mention, and gotta call out our boy, man.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to do it. Carlos, you read my answer. I don't even know if we may want to have him back on the show to talk about it. Because remember, at the very first episode of the year, we had Hip Hop Gamer on, you know, talking about how the PS5 will have full backwards compatibility. And he even said that it would utilize a remastering engine. Now, to be fair, he did make a pretty compelling argument, right, based off the data he had. But as I said, even during the live stream, I was like, yo, I can believe it'll have PS1 and PS2 games because, you know, we've seen the BMLA before, even by Sony. PS3 is a sticking point because of that damn cell processor. And as we've seen today, it will have backwards compatibility, but only with PS4, as we predicted. Not only that,
but Mark Cerny mentioned this during the presentation or the TED Talk.
You know what? That's a disservice at TED Talks. TED Talks are a lot more lively than that shit. Let's just be real.
That is true. That is true.
You know,
he did mention, I don't know if he said like 100 games from jump for PS4.
Yeah, from the jump, the 100 top games or whatever. Yeah.
He explicitly mentioned that he doesn't know how every game is going to act with the new hardware. He said every game needs to be tested from a game to game basis.
Yeah.
So that's how they're going to roll out every game that gets going to get backwards compatible with PS4.
So which means that my guess is all of the new games are probably going to have it, like the ones that are released fairly close to the PS4 to PS5 launch. But there's going to be a big question mark between all the previous games on the PS4.
Yeah, especially the third party games like those.
The thing is, I'm guessing like you could just pop in any game into your system and it'll run it initially, right?
They're saying they're a case by case basis. So there's a good chance that you may pop a game in there from PS4 and it doesn't work.
Okay, because I took it as, maybe I'm wrong, I took it as you could pop a game into, you know, from PS4. We just don't know if it's going to be stable or not. That's how I took it.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the case because I doubt any publisher would allow that. It's like, why are we going to have our game be displayed on a system we don't know how it's going to run? It looks bad on us.
Yeah,
you know.
So you think they're going to do what Microsoft did with backwards compatibility? Essentially, release a list of games every single week or something that are compatible.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
yep. I think there's going to be an initial when PlayStation 4 drops. There's going to be an initial list of probably of PlayStation 4 titles that are tested on this new hardware.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, because, and by the way, I should add, because I'm already seeing people in Twitter going, oh, they're only going to have 100 games backwards compatible. Yeah, initially 100 games. Obviously, we're going to get more and more as the years roll by and shit, but it is kind of, I'm just being honest, it is kind of disappointing that they don't just work off the bat. I assumed that because it was running off the same architecture, the x86, every game will just work off the bat. I guess that's not the case, you know?
Well, yeah, some games don't scale properly. And I can understand, when he said that, I've experienced that. Like, if you fire up something from the 90s on your PC now,
yeah,
half those games are going to run at a speed like you can't even comprehend what's happening. Like, they're running so fast, like, yeah, they don't scale properly. So it's possible that certain games on PS4 are like that. And so they run them on their dev units, and they're just, like, moving so fast you can't. You can't play it. Like, it's unplayable, you know? The speed is
charts. I didn't consider the fucking hard or SSD. You're right about that. That's why it would need to be on an individual basis. It's a good point.
Well, it's not even just the SSD. It's the CPU is immensely more powerful. Yeah. The GPU is immensely more powerful. Mm-hmm. Everything.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
So if you don't lock the frame rate cap it at a certain level, then once you have it scaling and the game, maybe a indie game or, you know, a low-res game starts running at 300, 400 frames a second, you can't comprehend. Like, man, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Yo, man, we don't know if Dead Cells can handle the Kraken.
Yeah, right.
Damn, that shit is crazy.
And by the way, one other interesting note, and I got this from Ryan McCraffrey tweet.
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of the specs for the PS5 are kind of lower in a sense than the Xbox Series X. And I'm thinking, all right, will the PS5 bust out the whole $400 price point now?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter too. People are saying that they think the PS5 may be cheaper. Yo, I'm telling you right now, if that shit is cheaper, even if it's less powerful, that's going to be the best selling system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the nail in the coffin.
Also, I do need to bring this up because we were kind of under the assumption, even on the show, we were kind of convinced that they're going to delay these consoles because of the coronavirus. Both Microsoft and Sony said, no, we're still coming out this fall. Do you really believe them?
Yeah, because, I mean, they wouldn't have said that if it wasn't the case.
Yeah, yesterday, Microsoft, here's the thing, correct me if I'm wrong here, guys. Microsoft didn't explicitly say it, but if you go all the way down to their Xbox page, Xbox Series X page, it says right there, coming 2020. And Mark Cerny explicitly said, come in this fall, you know? So
yeah.
So who knows, man?
You know, I mean, and you know, Sony has been really quiet about a lot of things when it comes to PlayStation 5. They wouldn't just say that, especially today, out of all days, like after the whole slew of news and stuff going on with, you know, what's going on in the world.
Yeah,
they wouldn't say that if they weren't really positive that that's a viable time frame for the release of the console.
Yeah, I mean, but it does make sense though, because not to get too off topic, but I still do think this whole virus shit, not that it's going to maybe 100% go away, because there's still going to be repercussions, but I think it will blow over within the next few months, way before the PlayStation 5 comes out, you know? But even though, and Chris, you could let me know more about this, they have to start manufacturing these things fairly soon, though, don't they? Just so they have enough, you know, for fall.
Absolutely, which is why I'm surprised he didn't even show a picture of the unit, because you have to have that stuff locked down before you send it to a fab, and the fabs have to be custom made, like the fab for the shell and the fab for the board and, you know, all that, and the fab for the controllers, you know. But you'd have to have those designs final already, and you'd have to have molds done, so at least you could have showed that. But it's kind of weird, and they haven't showed Microsoft has shown that, so it's like, okay, so I could believe their fabs are ready and they're ready to start production. You'd have to start producing them, I'd say, the latest by June, you know, and we're at the end of March. Yeah. And if they don't have that ready, I don't see how they're launching in the fall.
To be fair, though, when PlayStation 4 was initially revealed in February 2013, they didn't show the system either. We saw the system at E3. But you're right about that.
They did show some tech demos.
But I'm talking about just talking about the actual system itself. They didn't show it initially.
All right. So I mean, I could buy as long as it's the molds and everything's done and the fabs are ready, because that's what takes a long time. Yeah. Then you can start mass producing. If they don't have that shit final, and they better have it ready soon. That's all, you know. That's all I can say, because we don't have that info. I don't know how far along they are. He seems confident they're launching this fall, so the fabs must be done.
Yeah, yeah, man. Now the other question I have for you guys is: by the way, this whole little segment that we're doing right now, let's keep it going for like maybe 10 more minutes, because I think we could, you know, cut it out and put it up as audio because it's pretty good. Even though we're probably going to repeat this tomorrow. Oh shit! Now I lost my train of thought. My train of thought. It was like, what
the fuck was Mark Cerny, yeah. Memory bandwidth, CPU, GPU, audio.
Yep, it's Spider-Man. Okay, so E3 time, right? Because we know some companies are going to be doing some E3 stuff. You know, digital. I think that would be a very good time for Sony to come out and actually show some games, show the system. I think that would be good. I don't know if they'll do it or not. That's a whole different story, but
they
I think
have to.
So, yeah, what do you guys think?
I think they have to. There's really, you know, we're barely getting like this thing on the system, and June probably. Like, I don't think there's going to be anything between now and June. I could be wrong, but like, I think June is where they're going to show everything off, like the games, the system itself, the price, the date, because it's. I mean. What is it, June? And then the fall starts in what, October, November? I don't know when fall starts exactly. So that's
September 21st is the first day of fall.
Yeah, so that's like three and a half months after E3. So that's a small window for them to, you know, try to sell their console and promote it.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it still would be a repeat of last time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you show their system off and, you know, late in this case early spring. By the way, spring is in a couple of days, man. Can you believe that shit? Anyway, so yeah, you show the system off in early spring or reveal it, you know, with this fucking bullshit they showed. Have the full game stuff at E3, which is June, and then you launch it in November. It's not bad, you know?
That's not bad. Yeah. So, I think that seems like the more plausible thing that would happen.
Yeah, so I think that would be smart, you know. Carlos, you fucked me up right now with the price. If this shit is not as powerful as Xbox, which is looking like it isn't, they could lower the price and not take too much of a hit. And that shit will help them out right there on the spot. You imagine if you're doing one of those videos, man. How much your shit costs, son? $400. $399.99.
Even
plus
like,
tax, bitch.
Look at all of the difference. It's like not the GPU is weaker. The fucking,
yo, man, you weaker, man. You talking that shit about the GPU, son. PlayStation, yo, motherfucker. Anyway, yo, man. Go on.
They don't, like, they, even this SSD is smaller. For some reason, this is 825 gigs or something like that?
Yeah.
Some random ass number. So it's like, why isn't even, like, why couldn't they just do a terabyte, you know? Like, that just seems weird. Like, maybe they're just, you know, pinching specs from this thing, you know, to make it cheaper.
That's because they had to spend all that time developing that silly sound engine that they have inside of it.
Oh, you know. Yeah, that's another weird thing. It's like, why the, like, sound is cool and all, but...
Well, like, they'll brag about it more because, remember, Sony develops all that stuff themselves. They have electronics division, so they do audio and they make televisions and all that stuff. So they're going to pimp all the components that they're designing outside of AMD. Mm-hmm. It's all them, right? That audio processing, the video, all that shit. So, yeah, of course he's going to pimp it, and then they're going to say, oh, look at this amazing PS5 audio technology. We're going to put it in the next... Bravia and the next whatever, you know, the next stereo system, their speakers. That's why. I mean, Microsoft's not going to brag about that because they have to outsource all that technology. Whoever's doing their audio processing and all that stuff, it's all, they don't design any of it.
Man, this is going to be an interesting couple of months, man. And by the way, I'm still sticking to my prediction that, that Jeff Keighley's going to be involved with.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree.
Unveiling of the PS5.
he's gonna reveal the PS5. He's gonna be the official guy, and Kojima's gonna be in the front row.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like you already know. Kojima, man.
During the presentation.
Sketch says Xbox fanboy. We got 12 teraflops. PS fanboy. We got $400. B.
Yo. Yeah. No, that's huge. If it's cheaper than Xbox, then right out the gate, they'll get a lead on them.
Yeah, price is everything at the end of the day, man. It's going to be very interesting. But again, you know, like I said, even with the Xbox One X, most powerful system on Earth, right? That didn't help it in sales. It doesn't come down.
The Xbox One X was too little too late, to be honest.
I mean, in the previous generation, you know, when Xbox was at the top of the game, they were in fact the lower of the two, and they were getting everything. And same thing with the Wii. So again, you know, you don't need to be the most teraflops or most triangles on the thing. It's just about the amount of games that you have for it.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, it's all about,
talk about boxes.
Yeah. It's not, yeah, it's, yeah, the, yeah, the whole foxholes. Shout out to Brett, man. Oh, man, yo, Twitter's going to be very interesting, man. Anyway, any last thoughts? I think we got a, I'm going to upload this little chunk up to the, for the audio guys, because we can't upload the first part, obviously. Copyright strikes, baby.
Yep. What about YouTube?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Probably not. You know what? We'll make it an audio SoundCloud exclusive, man. I mean, I'm gonna upload the video up to YouTube. Obviously, it's just I'm just gonna demonetize it. You know.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be cool to have for the SoundCloud guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to them.
I don't really have any more thoughts. I guess we'll have more on the show tomorrow. Obviously, we're gonna hear, you know, Adams's take and all that other stuff. He was falling asleep too. Yo,
he was already throwing some shade on our little chat on our
yeah.
on our
no, text yeah, chat. No, yes, chat. Yeah, sketch. We're just gonna just the last 30 minutes, just us talking about it, not the actual presentation. We're not gonna upload that. Obviously, we don't have the rights to it, man.
Yo, man. By the way, shout out to everyone in the chat.
Yeah, like, where right you now, guys stuck around, man? Yo, how many of you motherfuckers in there?
20 heads, man.
Damn, respect.
Oh, wow.
I didn't realize. Nice. That's fucking awesome. Thank you guys, man. I love the fact we didn't even fucking like announce this shit. We just did it off the cuff and you guys stuck around, man. Respect. Mm-hmm, man.
Sketch, we appreciate you fell asleep with us, man.
Yo, by the way, Otaku man, I just saw your message now, bro. I'm sorry about that. I would have had you on the show, you know? But yo, you want to be on tomorrow though, man? What's up? Oh, by the way, we are going to have B Will on. We haven't had him on in a while, so that'll be cool having Otaku Man on. Anyway, so yeah, we'll have more thoughts on tomorrow's show, which is Throwdown 276. And we're also going to have the contest, people.
Excuse me?
Yeah, for that, if you don't know, we're giving away a free Logitech G15 mechanical gaming keyboard, people. So if you want to enter that, go
over. You can use it on your
You can use it on for your Xbox. Yeah, if you want to enter, go over to our Twitter at Throwdown Show, and the pinned tweet will be a question. The question is, what is your most anticipated game of 2020? So just reply to it, and we're going to text somebody at random, and they will win a free gaming keyboard from Logitech and from us, man. So stay tuned. The video's up also up on our YouTube, which is also at Throwdown Show, for more details. But I pretty much just told you the fucking details right now. You know, I should just mail it to you, man. You didn't win yet. You should know me, man. Fuck out of here, man. Anyway, any last thoughts you guys want to throw out there?
I would like to thank everybody for coming to our presentation today. We have a lot of teraflops, which we cannot measure normally.
They're unknowable teraflops, man.
We have unknowable teraflops, and when you listen to PlayStation 5, you will be in the Matrix.
Yeah, shout out to everybody in the chat, man.
Yeah, I got nothing. I want to see the system. I want to see a tech demo. I mean, you know, I want to see Spider-Man.
I want to press the "Do you want to know more" button, like in Starship Troopers. Do you want to know more?
Oh man. Anyway, man, we'll see y'all, man. Stay safe out there, people. Peace out.
Peace. Peace.